Hey, thanks for tuning in to episode 4 of my interview with Evan Hopkins of Outdoorsy. Today we talk about listing camper vans for rent versus other RV classes. Is renting a minivan a good idea? And Evan shares a somewhat counterintuitive approach to renting an RV for a relaxing, stress-free getaway. And tomorrow we'll wrap up this 5-part series. Okay, let's get into it.
Three and four are the most valuable human reviews, in my opinion. Typically, so.
Oh yeah, and if you do decide to go with a company or business, whatever, you know, buy something that had a low star rating because you kind of saw through it and you wanted to give it a try, if it's good, go in there and reward them. Like, absolutely. Man, they need that, because not everyone is going to understand it.
Sure. Okay. Well, anyway, this has been star rating advice with Evan and James. So, what I wanted to talk about, or I'd love your input on, to what extent is Outdoorsy about camper vans versus trailers versus, you know, the 40-foot Winnebago, et cetera. And since my listeners are probably 99% Class B and conversion van, either purchased as custom or built out themselves, and even then, most people are customizing. But anyway, so yeah, just the kind of the distribution or the focus of Outdoorsy, if there is one, with regard to classes and types.
Yeah, we definitely see Class B's over index on our site. And what I mean by that is, you know, for everyone that's on there, it performs much better than any other type of RV we have on the amount of bookings it's going to get and the requests it's going to get. So for your listeners, this is a great opportunity for sure. I think there's also a really big demand for the custom ones because they're customized. And the reality is we are in this Instagram generation where people want to have a cool picture. The classic one right now, of course, is, you know, you see their feed, they're looking out the back of the van to an ocean, to a mountain, to a field, whatever. So I think that is really interesting for people. And I think the other benefit of being in a Class B or one of the smaller ones, and I saw it in Europe when we were going around, we did a trip through Brittany in France there, and you just wouldn't be able to go most places if you weren't in a smaller vehicle, right? Like, I can't even imagine a North American Class C or A trying to get through some of the towns we went through. But I think the same thing here, people are just more confident in driving them. It's closer to what they drive every day. They can, you know, take it into a city or a town comfortably. They can pack it up, unpack it, get set up at the next spot easily. So it just fits so many of the steps along the way for people. Now, not to say that other things don't do well. It just, the Class Bs really over-index. My family right now, we typically end up doing like a fifth wheel. And we don't tow it. We just did this 2 weekends ago. We had it delivered to a campsite for us, where it showed up like 5 hours before we got there, all set up. You know, everything was great. The only thing we had to do was put the awning in.
Oh, that's
when we got
cool.
There,
that way you have your personal transportation. You drove there. You don't have to worry about unhooking and monkeying around. And you also don't have to worry about damaging the vehicle, right? Or the RV.
100%. Like, I'm okay at towing things, but a fifth wheel. Well, I don't even have a truck. You know, I can't tow one myself right now. So. Yeah, and it's a really great experience. So I always say to people who are like, well, why do you do that? It's, some of these fifth wheels are like a Four Seasons experience inside of these things. And I can park it wherever I want. And the owners that we saw a couple weeks ago, they're so nice. And they even had like the rugs there. They had all of the seats that we can pull out around the campfire. It was just a really great experience. And then at the end, they show up. We're like, thanks. We wave. It's totally right now with COVID and stuff like that. You know, we're not even close to each other. We just waved and said thanks. And then we left. And then they took everything down and dumped the tanks and everything like that. So lots of different experiences. I definitely have a dream for myself where I do want to stay in an RV, but I'm going to take the bike and head out to the coast and have someone park. Probably not a fifth wheel just for myself, but, you know, have a trailer out there that I can use as a base and, you know, do some of the great drives that are on the West Coast here. So lots of different ways to use RVs, heading to sporting events, heading to this. So I think, but the really cool thing for your audience with the vans is they're just so agile. People are using them for so many different things. And People are looking for them every day on our website, and we don't have enough.
Wow. So, oh, the more the merrier. And how do you see minivans in particular do against, I mean, of course, everybody wants to drive a maxed out Sprinter, right, with a high roof. But there are some incredible smaller vans, you know, Aerostars, Siennas, et cetera. I'm just curious, mm-hmm. if those, I mean, do you see a substantial disinterest or do people really care? I suppose there's a lot of factors there, but whatever you've got on that.
Yeah, well, I think you see some people, and again, we see the data through the website, and then we try to have the conversations, sure. with people too. But they saw someone else on Instagram, and they were in a Revel, right? So they're like, oh, I want that. And then they get to our website, and then they see the price on one of those, and they might not be able to afford that. So then they see some of the other options and go, well, that still looks pretty cool. That actually might look even cooler, and it's different, and it's unique, and that's what people really want these days. So, maybe one of those other things attracted them to our site, but they'll still go and pick the other ones. And what's really key, we have coaches who help with this. So when you sign up on Outdoorsy, we have a coach who will spend an hour with you and help you to make sure that you are wording things the best way to attract the right people for your vehicle. Make sure you've taken great pictures. One of the things we know is really great is having pictures that have people in the picture having fun, right? Because a renter sees themselves in, sure. that picture, sees themselves having fun. So I think we're here to help, obviously. We want to make sure people are successful. That helps us be successful too. But my team of listing coaches, that's what they do all day long, is help people maximize what they're doing. And some people have the goals to make a little bit of money. You know, maybe they want to just make sure they're covering costs, right. or make enough to be able to take more time off and have better vacations for themselves. And other people want to make $40,000-$50,000 a year off their vehicle and make sure it's available a ton of the time and really go all in. So no matter what your goals are, we want to help. And we have a 24/7 customer service team there. We have my listing team of coaches there. And then tons of great content on our website. We also have a community of people who help each other, of owners who are answering questions.
What platform is that on, just out of curiosity?
Now it's right in Outdoorsy. Nice. So when you join Outdoorsy, you'll get an invite to the community, and you'll start to see the what other people are saying. You can start a post yourself. Hey, what kind of mattress would you, sure. use? What do you guys think is the best mattress? And I think you're going to see more and more. I think we're going to be the most active community anywhere for anything that's RV related, camper van conversions, because just so many engaged people on our platform already.
Yeah, that's exciting. Sounds like something I need to join. Frankly, it's
gotta get you in there for sure.
Anyway, I'll fix that.
It's pretty new. Okay. It's pretty new. So this is like the early invite for sure.
Oh, good, beta ish. Right on. All right. That's really interesting. I mean, we've got a lot of listeners who are full-time, and this isn't even an option for them. But on the other hand, they can get another vehicle or something. So, and there's so many people that are so good at building stuff, and get so much, like myself, sometimes I would almost rather be building than camping, especially in the off season, and just applying build ideas, because that's my background. I come from building and design and creativity and all that stuff. So there's a lot of potential here for listeners. I'm excited about this. So let's move on. You're in Austin. And I'm curious, what do people do in terms of outdoor stuff in Austin? When I think of Texas, I'm as a West Coast liberal, Pacific Northwest, I think of cowboy hats and steers. But maybe you can steer me in the right direction.
Well, I have to say, I've been coming to Austin for probably 8 or 9 years. So even before I joined.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. The Vantsage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app.
And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. But you treat me so unkind. Running down to the station. Get the fast mail train I see. I think I hear coming.